BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Beyond the forests, beyond the valleys, beyond the mountains, there's another world.
We will soon be ashore!
Bran the Blessed gradually emerges from the waves, like a towering cliff. 20 ships of 400 warriors in his wake.
Storm the beach! Show no mercy!
Stay on board the ship, Brigitte.
I'm your talisman.
If you die, I'll bloody kill you.
Move! Go!
From the Red Book of Ergest. These are the tales of the Mabinogi.
A small group of Irish warriors observe our approach. Seeing themselves hopelessly outnumbered, they retreat across an ancient bridge.
Cowards!
Once across, the Irish use horses and ropes to pull keystones from the ancient structure.
The bridge! Where is the next crossing?
It could be miles.
I am surrounded by incompetents.
I have a suggestion, my lord.
I go on.
You are large in stature.
Spit it out, boy.
You could easily span this river.
I will become the bridge. Prideri, there is something about you I have seen in very few men.
And so, Bran the Blessed lays down across the river. And our warriors tread a careful path along his mighty spine.
We will have blood today. This is my promise.
The retreating Irish are harried far inland till they cower before a small wood in a valley. A last thin line of defence in front of Matholwch's fortress.
Is everything in place?
The men await your orders.
A horseman has broken ranks.
Command the archers to fire.
Wait! Here's the white flag.
I wish to talk.
What do you want?
I have a message from your kinsman, Matholwch, King of all Ireland.
Kinsman?
The king earnestly wishes that there be no bloodshed.
He should have thought of that before he beat my sister.
For that he is sincerely sorry.
We have come here to rout his forces and punish him. Do you have anything to say that might change our course?
Your sister has given him an infant son, Prince Gwern. He'll be handed the kingship with immediate effect, if a peace is agreed.
I thought he might offer the kingship to me.
Your blood will be on the throne through Gwern.
This does not repair the wrongs done to Branwen. Go back and prepare to die with your people.
Wait. I'm permitted to offer one thing more.
What?
A house.
What good is a house to me?
Matholwch will build one of such dimensions that for the first time you could live indoors as other men do.
I have always longed for a house.
Don't trust him. Attack while we have the advantage.
Prideri, what do you think?
I'd want to hear from Branwen.
You're right. We must take her counsel. Go and speak with her. Find out what she would have us do.
Yes, my lord.
Prideri rides away, bound for Matholwch's stronghold. A mist begins to descend, and soon he's lost from sight, as if he's passing out of this world and into the next.
Prideri.
Welcome to Ireland. Pity about the circumstances.
Where's Branwen?
I married her to promote harmony. Hands across the sea, you know what I mean? If it comes to blows, we all lose.
Let me see her.
She made quite an impact on you, didn't she?
Bran will annihilate you if you don't.
This way.
Fratelli, you came. I knew you would.
It's good to see you.
I leave you two to it.
Bran is on the ridge above with 400 warriors. One word and he'll descend. Not a single Irishman need survive.
Do you remember when I kissed you at the feast in Harlech?
Yes.
I thought about you a lot after that.
What did you think?
How things might have been different if there were another world.
You have a son. He's sweet.
Not too sweet, I hope. Tomorrow, he will be king, if Bran agrees to the peace.
Is that what you want?
Tell him to settle. You're my guardian spirit, Pryderi. I knew it the moment we kissed. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Atholwch keeps his word. Gwern is invested as an infant king. An island's finest craftsmen set about constructing a house for Bran the Blessed. The biggest house ever built.
Go on in.
Amazing. I hardly have to bend my head to get through the door.
Well, the whole place is designed around you.
This hall is magnificent. Mm.
So the peace between us is restored?
Shake on it, my brother from across the sea.
I hope you'll be happy here.
What's in those sacks hanging on the wall?
Flour.
That's a lot of flour.
It's a gift from me. You'll not want for bread for a day or two.
I do like my grub.
Well, there you go, big Bran. And look, the cauldron. And I want you to have it back.
It's not part of the agreement.
I was weak. I see that now. And this is a small price to pay in return for a valuable lesson.
We should celebrate. Join us at feast here tomorrow night.
I'll be honored.
The feast at Bran's house is the most lavish the island has ever seen. Wine flows in rivers, mixing with the fat of the slaughtered lambs. At first, our warriors are uneasy when they see Matholwch sitting next to Bran at the giant table. But the glow of the fire and the warmth of the liquor soon puts their fears to rest.
You should do a poem.
Shut up.
You can't stay in training forever. You need to get out there.
No one will want to hear my stuff.
Hello again, Brigid.
Hello, Bramwell. Is this the king?
It is.
Hello, Your Majesty.
Pryderi.
You managed to lose your virginity yet?
I'm still unproven in battle.
That's pity. How fares the king?
Tired.
Let me hold him.
He's almost asleep. Leave him be.
I am his father. Leave him over.
Leave him, Matholwch.
I think you want to see your daddy.
Thanks, Your Majesty.
Give him back.
I can't hear you.
You're hurting him.
Matholwch holds Gwern by the feet, swinging him away from Bramwen's desperate clutches.
Put him down.
Go on.
Or I will kill you.
Oh, you're no killer, Pryderi. You don't have it in you. Not everyone does.
And Matholwch thrusts the boy king head first into the fire.
He's dead.
Now is the time! Attack!
Like the eggs of some vengeful insect suddenly hatching, 100 Hessian sacks hanging on the back wall slice open from within. Each one contains a warrior. The house, the feast, the peace. It's all been a trap. The Irish are outnumbered, but when one of the warriors dies, they haul him across the room and throw him into the cauldron. He soon emerges again, blank of expression, silent, but fighting more fiercely than ever.
They have the cauldron and will soon be superior in numbers.
We shall not surrender!
Everything becomes quiet. Almost peaceful. As if I'm in the eye of a vicious storm.
The power of life and death is a burden. I warned you of that.
What can we do, Aran?
If someone living were to go into the cauldron rather than someone dead, well, that would change everything.
Brigid, what are you doing?
I have to jump into the cauldron. It's our only hope.
You'll be killed.
So one must go into it alive.
Let me go.
Oh, no, you don't, Prideri. I'll be the one who sends you to the other world.
Brigid, stay there.
We have to do it.
I'll deal with the cauldron.
Forcing his way across the room, piled high with Welsh dead, Evnissian finally vaults into the goblin cauldron. The vibrations from the beating of Evnissian's living heart ripple out through the walls of the cauldron. Prideri is distracted. Matholwch sees the opening and doesn't hesitate. I step in front of his lunge, and the sword plunges deep into my chest. The cauldron explodes. Time stands still, lurches forwards, runs back. The rain outside falls upwards. Blood leaking from the wounds of the dying men begins to flow back inside their bodies. A crack appears in the world. Anything is possible in this moment. Prince Gwern is alive. My mother never left. Prideri is my lover. And the crack in the world closes over once more.
Brigid, talk to me.
Where's Matholwch?
Dead. You saved my life.
Bet you're glad I came along now. I hurt.
Shh, it's okay.
The dead are littered all around. There's no victory here. Only Aran, king of the Otherworld, has won. He sits next to a woman on a beam high in the roof, gazing down.
No. It can't be.
Shh. It's all right.
Sitting alongside him is my mother.
If you enjoyed this, discover more music, radio and podcasts on BBC Sounds.